following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor of KAOW Radio in Forest City and Anelia Dimitrova of the Waverly Newspapers in Cedar Falls Times. The first question will come from KAOW's A.J.
Thank you, Senator, for your time. I'm curious to find out what your thoughts are concerning the violations we're finding now out about highly skilled immigration issues, where there is some illegal use of getting people from foreign countries to come over and work in the United States and laying off highly qualified Americans. What are your thoughts on this issue?
Yeah. Well, most of what I've been speaking on that lately deals with a small part, but an important part, of our immigration laws called H-1B visas. And I support the H-1B program, and it's been around maybe for 20 to 25 years. It's supposed to allow immigration for areas that we may have short supply of. One of those that you might mention would be engineers. So that's what I'm talking about. Now, the idea behind the legislation is, the law is, that you're supposed to make a good faith effort to find workers here in the United States before you imported those people. And so over a long period of time, I'll bet maybe 5 or 6 years, I've been pointing out how this system's been abused. And most recently, I pointed out how I think it was California Edison. I don't remember the exact name of the company, but similar to that, has started laying off a lot of software people. Software engineers, I guess you'd say, and bringing in people under the H-1B program, paying them less, and you got the ironic situation of even workers being laid off, training people to take their place, and no good faith effort. Well, obviously, if they're laying off Americans, they got enough workers right here. And then their excuse is, well, they're contracting these jobs out to another company, the company that owns the H-1B worker program, workers. And then you find the ironic situation that a lot of these jobs are actually going to end up overseas. So I make a speech on this recently, but I also point out how I tried to correct some of these things in the immigration bill 2013 that never got through the House, but I didn't even get my amendments passed in the United States Senate. Now that I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I expect to have better luck this time, and particularly with the Republican majority. But I wasn't successful so far because somehow business thinks this is okay. And obviously it's not okay. So we've got to change the law to prevent these abuses. Let's go to Anelia.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
I have a much more lighthearted question. So when you come to New Hartford next time, you'll be gassing up your truck paying 10 cents higher than you and the rest of us are used to paying. As you do this, will you be smiling at the pump or pouting at the pump?
I will be pouting at the pump.
You'll be pouting?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
why?
What your question really was, you wanted me to say I approve of it. I'm not a high tax guy. Now, I shouldn't say so much just about what the Iowa legislature is doing, because I don't know what the situation is with how Iowa spends their highway money. But I know this: if you ask me the same question about the federal gas tax dollar and whether or not it ought to be increased 10 cents, I would say not until, and maybe we wouldn't have to under these conditions, not until we change federal law so that the gas tax dollar will go further. Because the present situation is that we have so many rules and regulations, we could actually build 30% more road for each dollar we spend, because a government regulation makes the expenditure of money by the various states much more inefficient. Back to AJ.
You're chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and yet Loretta Lynch was nominated as the U.S. Attorney General. Can you give us your thoughts on her nomination and where you think this might go?
Well, within a few hours ago, maybe 2 or 3 hours ago, she was voted out of our committee by a vote of 12-8. I voted no. There's no question about her academic record. There's no question about a pretty darn good record as a U.S. prosecutor. But now she's going to be attorney general. And I start with the premise that I voted for Eric Holder. Now I have to say, I wish I had that vote to do over again. You can't do over a vote over again. But I'm really impressed with how politicized the Department of Justice become. And in Eric Holder's own words, he became a wingman for the president. Well, an attorney general isn't supposed to be Republican or Democrat or independent or helping any of those. Supposed to be helping the American people and very independent of the White House and not be, obviously, the president's wingman. And so I'm looking for an attorney general who will show more independence and depoliticize the department. And even though she's probably well qualified to be attorney general, I see her, and most of my Republican colleagues see her, as a person that's going to continue down the same road that Eric Holder took the department, being a wing person for the president and not the independent person that an attorney general should be. I'm back to Amelia.
Senator, a lot has happened on the international front since we last talked in Waverly when you came for the celebration of Bremer County as a connected community. What developments have you been paying attention to internationally, and especially the ones that have been keeping you awake?
I would say three, although there's not much to follow because there's not a whole lot of news coming out of negotiations on Iran and the effort to get their nuclear weapon program de-emphasized, but I'm very concerned about that. Most concerning to me is ISIL and whether or not we can stop them. I think we can. I'm not going to argue with the president today on what he's doing. Maybe tomorrow we'll have to do more. And I hope that that region of the country that is against ISIL will unite and do more on their own. And then, of course, Ukraine. And I think Ukraine is going to be lost if we don't get some defensive weapons to them. Back to AJ.
You've introduced a Campus Accountability and Safety Act program. What inspired that?
Within the last 10 minutes, I came from that news conference. I had to come here to be with you, so I didn't answer any questions. I was one of about 6 or 7 or 8 senators that were there. I gave a short 2-minute talk. And what I'm after, simply, is that sexual assault has to be considered and treated as a crime it is. And too often, the same protocols that are used for plagiarism or fraternity planks are applied to sexual assault. That doesn't treat it like the crime it is. It has to be treated as a crime. And by treating it as a crime, hopefully we get more people willing to come forward. And that the victim is not treated as a criminal, but the criminal is treated as a criminal. Back to Anelia.
Anelia, yeah. Senator, about the human trafficking bill that you introduced and the testimony of the IO expert who recently testified in Washington, D.C., how was his testimony received, and what is the practical outcome of that bill?
Well, this is another example of sometimes, let's say people that are under 18, and maybe you could say under 17, but there's people that are just barely teenagers in human trafficking that are taken by a pimp into the life of prostitution. And you know what? Those young people are treated as a criminal as opposed as a victim. And we've always been dealing too much with the productive side of, let's say the supply side of prostitution, and haven't been dealing enough with the demand side of prostitution. So these bills that, by the way, I'm a co-sponsor, not the main sponsor of them, they were voted out of committee today, two bills, and they'll probably even be strengthened more on the floor of the United States Senate. But they are to make sure that we treat the demand side of prostitution and make sure that the child who's being trafficked isn't treated as a criminal. Thank you, A.J. and Anelia, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley repeating to the people of Iowa.